their steps will lead them someplace. The simple is not devoted to wisdom. They are vulnerable to Madame Folly. But there is hope for this person. It's not too late for them to turn to wisdom. The second class of people, second class of fools, we could call it, is that they're addressing as the fool or the idiot. This is a person who does not fear the Lord. Remember last week we talked about the wise and the foolish and what separated them. Do you remember? The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is what separates somebody from being wise or foolish. And this fool or this idiot does not fear the Lord. They think their ways are right in their eyes. They are self-sufficient and self-confident, and the only voice they listen to is their own. They don't need anybody else. They can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They don't care about what anybody else says. Somebody else might say, there's danger ahead, and they say, I don't see it. I don't care about it. Because the only person I listen to is me. The only person I can trust is me. The only person I can rely on is me. You ever heard somebody like that before? And Lady Wisdom, the personification of God, says they're a fool and an idiot. So this person can't see past right here. This is all they can see. They see exactly what is in front of them. They don't see steps ahead. They see right here. And so if right here looks good, they say, let's do this. If right here looks attractive, oh, let's pursue that. If right here looks like something that would be fun and entertaining, that's what they do. They don't see the steps ahead. They don't see what might become of it. They have not connected their character and their conduct to their consequences. They don't realize that right here it may look very sweet and taste really good, but it might be a bitter pill down in the end. They don't realize that what looks attractive right here might end up killing them down the road. And they're a fool. They're an idiot. Because the only person they listen to is them. And so is it any doubt then that Lady Wisdom is shouting at them, come on, person, listen to me. Listen to the wisdom of God. Because Lady Wisdom sees the consequences. Lady Wisdom sees the end result. And the fool sees right here. Our character, our conduct, our consequences. Life is connected. Anybody watch that show, Jeremy Wade, used to be called River Monsters. Now he has one called Dark Waters. I love this picture we have here. Man, this is Jeremy Wade catching an arapaima, is what it's called. Took him 6 years to do it. He would go for 3 months at a time over 6 years to catch this arapaima. About 250 pounds, it's a man killer. What the fool does is they say, ah, that looks good right here. That looks good. That looks good. And they don't realize that at the end of the line is an arapaima that can drag you under and kill you. Yeah, this looks good right here. That looks attractive right here. Not realizing that this sucker's going to come up and grab your leg and take you under. The fool does not connect things in their life. The fool underestimates the power of the fish. The fool underestimates the power of sin. The fool underestimates the power of temptation. The fool underestimates the future because they do not see it. We hook it because right here it looks fun. We get hooked into it. Oh, that person's attractive. I'm going to do this with them. Oh, this looks like a fun thing to do. I'll spend my money that way. This thing looks like it could be a great opportunity right here, not realizing down the road it might hurt. Oh, this job looks like it could do this right here, and in the end it'll be destructive to it. Oh, this looks like a great thing for my family, not realizing that in the end it's going to destroy it. See, the fool does not realize that life is connected. The fool does not ask that question I told you to ask last week. Is this the wise thing to do? The fool just sees immediately and not realizing there's an arapaima that's ready to drag you under. Proverbs 13:20 tells us this, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Walk with the wise and become wise. I could probably sit down, or Pastor Jeff could sit down, or Pastor Aaron could sit down with you, and in about 10 minutes, if you began to tell us about who you're hanging out with, who are your closest friends, we could tell you what's going to happen in your life in 3, 5, 10 years. Your friends have a deep impact on your life. Young people, the people that you hang out with, if you're in junior high or high school, the people you hang out with, they're going to help determine the direction of your life. Parents, the kids you're hanging out with in junior high and high school will determine the direction of their life. Be very careful about it. There's been study after study done about people and losing weight. You know who loses weight? People who hang out with people who eat healthy and exercise. Why is that? Walk with the wise and become wise, for the companion of fools suffers harm. Is it any wonder? If I want to lose weight and I'm around people who are eating donuts and crap all the time, what do you think I'm going to do? Eat donuts and crap all the time. Am I going to lose weight? No. The people that you're around affect what's going to happen in your life. You catching this? You'll go throw them out. There we go. Let me read this to you. The fool has rejected wisdom and has become morally insensitive. He is so occupied with the things of the world that the things of God are of no concern with him. His bad character and behavior bring overwhelming grief to his parents. To try to reason with a fool is a waste of time. He loves folly and despises wisdom and instruction. Such fools must be allowed to face the consequences of their folly. This is just the second class. Here's the third class of fools, is the scoffer or the cynic. The scoffer or the cynic. They hold the chair in the faculty of the graduate school of folly. That's what this person is. They have reached tenure in foolishness. This person has a hardened heart towards God. You don't try to correct a scoffer because they won't listen to rebuke anyway. They follow their own sinful desires and ugly passions. In the end, they will suffer ruin. A good way to recognize if a person is a scoffer or the cynic is ask them, are you teachable? How do you respond if somebody tries to correct you? Proverbs 21:24 says this, scoffer is the name of the arrogant, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. This is a person who mocks God and mocks at sin. They have a hardened heart and they try to recruit people to their own folly. We need to avoid these people. But in these classes of fools, here's the great thing. And catch this. Teach your kids this. You don't have to experience all this foolishness to learn. You don't have to go through all these experiences to learn and to gain wisdom. Somewhere along the line, we've said that experience is the greatest teacher. Well, I pray that we don't have to all experience the depth of this folly to learn. You see, this is why Lady Wisdom is speaking out and yelling at us and trying to get our attention. You don't need to experience being a fool. You see, a ruined life starts with not fearing God. Let me take you over to the book of Romans. I don't know if I put these slides up, did I? In Romans 1? I did, okay. Romans 1. Let me read some of these verses to you. It says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godless and wickedness of men who suppress the truth of their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles." It says, "Therefore God gave them over to their sinful desires of their heart, to their sexual impurity for degrading of their bodies with one another." And it goes on to explain how they go to do this. And then it says, "Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to their depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil." Think about that. The scoffer has gone so far from God and hardened their hearts so much from God that they invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. This is the scoffer and the cynic who mocks at God and recruits others to do the same. And Lady Wisdom shouts, "Don't do it! Don't be deceived! Recognize that life is connected, that there is a connection between your character and your conduct and your consequences. The wise person recognizes that all of life is connected, that the things I do today will someday be my past and show up in my future." And so she gives us a merciful warning. She gives us this merciful warning. She says, "Look, look, I'm ready to pour out my spirit on you," she says. "I'm ready to tell you all I know." She says, "As it is, I have called, but you have turned a deaf ear. I have reached out, but you have ignored me." She gives a merciful warning to us. She says, "I am ready. I am willing. If you respond to my rebuke," she says, "I will pour out my heart to you. I'll pour out my spirit to you. All you have to do is listen, repent, come back, and I'm willing to." This is God's merciful warning to each of us, that God is ready and willing to extend his hand of mercy and grace to us. But we see that there is a terrible fate for those who ignore Lady Wisdom. She says, "Since you laugh at my counsel and make joke of my advice, how can I take you seriously?" She says, "I'll turn the tables and jokes about your trouble." This is a terrible fate. She gives us this warning, I will teach you wisdom if you come back to me, but if you don't, there's going to be a point where I disengage, where I'll stop crying out. It says, God will laugh at those who think they are wiser or stronger than him. I'll give you my heart, I'll give you my wisdom, but at some point, time is going to run out, and there isn't a time anymore to respond. You can't indefinitely make a mockery of God. Because finally then, there is a judgment. A judgment for those. Judgment for those who reject the wisdom. Who reject God's wisdom. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to you, call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me, since they hate knowledge and do not choose to fear the Lord. See, folly underlines all of this. There's a judgment that awaits us. Remember a few years ago, there was a huge disaster in Japan where a tsunami came into the land. And there were these nuclear reactors that went off. You remember that story? And they couldn't figure it out. How would this happen? All these brilliant scientists who had put these nuclear reactors in place, how could this happen? You know, they designed it so that it wouldn't fail. I remember watching an interview. It was a story with a woman with autism. A person you wouldn't think would have a high IQ. And she simply said this: you built the reactors below sea level. You just laugh at it, don't you? You laugh at it. How could these brilliant scientists not figure it out? That when you build a reactor below sea level and a tsunami comes in, there is trouble that awaits you. Proverbs 26:12 says this: do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for them. The fools will suffer consequences for ignoring Lady Wisdom. See, it's not enough to hear. It's not simply enough to hear. But we must answer. And we must obey. I love the story in Matthew 7. Kids sing it at VBS and at church about the wise men who built his house upon the rock and the foolish men who built his house upon the sand. And when the winds and the waves and everything poured in, it says, the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash, the one that was built upon the sand. But when the rain came down and the streams rose and the wind blew and beat against the house that was built on the rock, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. If we build our foundation upon the Lord Jesus Christ, upon the wisdom of God, when life comes at us and troubles come at us, we will have the wisdom to see that life is connected. And to know what steps to take. But it's not simply enough for us to hear God's word. We must put it into practice and build our foundation on Him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as you call out to us, as you cry out to us, as you shout at us today with your wisdom, Lord, help us just not to hear this today, but help us to do it. Help us to answer it. Help us to put it into practice, that we would be wise people who recognize that all of life is connected, that the things I do today will influence my tomorrow and determine my outcome in life. Lord, thank you that you are a God of wisdom, full of love and compassion, who plead for us to turn to you and to seek your wisdom, that you offer us fully your forgiveness, forgiveness of our sins, that you come in and want to transform our life, that you extend a gracious hand to us today, saying return, and that you will give us your wisdom, your grace, your mercy. So help us to respond in that way if we need to this day, Lord. And help us always to seek you each day, for each step, to have your wisdom for our life. Lord, we pray these things in your name. Amen. Thank you for being here today. May God's blessing be on you this week. Go in peace.